Shalom, today's daf yomi is Moed Katan daf Kaf Ches, Moed Katan 28. Back in our Mishnah, we said that we don't bring the coffin of women into the street to give them a big eulogy. On account of great honor that we want to give to the women. So Amri Naradai, so the people of Naradai taught, lo shanu, this law that we don't bring out a woman to be buried in the street. That is only Ella Chaya. That is only, we're on top of 28A. That is only by a woman who just gave birth, who died. The blood will go out into the street and she'll be embarrassed because the blood will be seen outside of the shrouds and it'll be disrespectful to the dead of Al Sharanash and all other women that we don't have to be concerned about the falling of the blood. Manichan, we allow their bodies to be brought out into the street to give them a proper eulogy. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Afilu Shara Nashim, even other women, we don't bring their coffins into the street because also by them there's a concern. Rashi says that there could be some blood flowing. Well, Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayasim gives a different explanation. He says it's disrespectful for a woman to be lying in that position in front of men. Some say that it's considered to be disrespectful for the chayos, that if we take out the other women into the street, but the ones who die during childbirth are not brought out, so therefore it's disrespectful to those women. What's the reason that we don't bring out even other women? The Gemara cites
a source for the idea that we don't bring out other women into the street. The Gemara source for it comes from the verse as it relates to Miriam in chapter 20 of Bamidbar, verse 1. It says, "Vatama sham Miriam vati kaver sham," that Miriam died there and she was buried there. And the verse goes back and repeats the word sham in that place. There she died, Miriam, and she was buried there, which implies samach l'misa is kvura, that right after the death is the burial. And so Miriam did not die during childbirth, and we learn from here that we don't bring any woman's coffin into the street, but rather we bury them immediately without any delay. So therefore, it's learned from the verse. It's learned from the fact that it says "Vatama sham Miriam vati kaver sham," and so that's which our Mishnah says "Mipnei hakavod," on account of honor. Our Mishnah is just explaining the reason for the verse. I mean to say, the reason that the Torah does not delay a burial for the woman is mipnei hakavod, is on account of it. But it's really derived from a verse. However, so if that's the case, why did the people of Naradai not say this? So we can explain that by Miriam you might have said that because she was so righteous, therefore they did a special thing with her, even though she didn't give birth. But by other women, maybe we don't have to be so careful. So that's how they explain it. So the Gemara now continues. Since we discussed the death of Miriam, the Gemara brings other teachings that also relate to the death of Miriam and Aaron. So it says in the Braisa and on Baba Basra 17a, it lists several people who were not affected by the angel of death, and they died from what's called a neshika, from a kiss from the divine presence. And what is this concept of a kiss from the divine presence? It relates to there's a devekus, there's this special connection between God and the person. As a result of that, the soul departs from the world without any tasting of the death. This is how the Katakema explains. And so therefore, there's no destructive force, which is the angel of death. And somebody who has this type of death is so fortunate that they die without any destruction associated with it. So obviously, we don't always get to choose our death, but that's the special essence of the way Miriam and Aaron died. They died, or Miriam, Aaron, and Moses died with this neshika. But by Miriam, it doesn't list in the Torah that she died with a kiss of death. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Af Miriam ben Ashika Mesa, just like Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron die with this neshika, with this kiss of death, because it says in the Gemara in Baba Basra 17a, Shisha lo shalap ben malchamavas, six died without the malchamavas, the angel of death, ruling over them. And who are these? Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So how do we know that about Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Because those words "bakol mikol kol" implies that they weren't missing anything. And Moshe and Aaron, because it says "al pi Hashem," on the from the mouth of God. So they died from the kiss of death, but also Miriam did it, but it doesn't list it by Miriam. And so there, nevertheless, us Yasham Sham in Moshe, we compare that the word Sham appears by Miriam, and the word Sham appears by Moses. Because by Miriam it says Vatama Sham Miriam, but and Miriam died there, and by Moses it says Vayama Sham Moshe. So we see from here that just like Moses died by the mouth of God, meaning to say by the kiss, so too Miriam. Malo Nemar Ba Al Pi Hashem. So why doesn't it say by Miriam that she died from the mouth of God? Because it's disrespectful to say that about God that God has this kissed Miriam, because that would be, it would be disrespectful to relate this aspect of kissing with respect to God. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Lama Nismecha Misas Miriam LeParashas Parah Aduma. So what's the reason why the passage of the red heifer is next to the death of Miriam in the Torah? Amar Lucha Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, just like the red heifer is an atonement for the sin of the golden calf, Af Misasan Shel Tzadikim Mechaperes. So too, the death of the righteous serves as atonement for the sins of their generation. And that's a very powerful idea, that the Mises Tzadikim Mechaperes, what's the Miri explains, because when the righteous one dies, everybody's awakened and causes people to look at themselves and to rebuke themselves and to come closer to Torah as a result.